afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and this is your Monday bonus episode. All right, today's topic, it's remixes, and the songs are being chosen by the Patreon supporters. That's right, it's a Patreon-curated Monday bonus episode of remixes. All right, I'm a little late getting this one up. It should have been out sometime in August, but it's been quite a couple of weeks. I got to be honest with you. Lots of craziness, you know, getting the kids back to school and, you know, all that stuff. Ezra drove cross country with a friend, so I worried for 8 days, but now Ezra's back at college. Rita's a senior in high school. Pilar just left to spend the night in Laguna Beach for her birthday, which is tomorrow, September 2nd. And so I am literally alone in the house, just me and Fila, currently. Rita will be back soon, but currently, it's just me, solo. So, what's been going on? Here's something. I found out I have gallstones. Yeah. What is it? I don't know. It's something you shouldn't have. But who knew that a month of listening to the Rolling Stones would cause me to have gallstones? Who knew? My doctor said nothing to worry about, but got to cut out the fried food and eat a less fatty diet. Once you have them, there's nothing you can do about it. But you don't want to get a gallbladder attack. That'll send you to the emergency room. My friend, my best friend from grade school, Sean McKnight, had that a couple years ago, and then he had to have his gallbladder out. And another friend, David, also had to have his gallbladder out. And they're fine. It's an outpatient surgery, but prescribe it unless you have a lot of problems. And so I don't have problems. Blood work good. Everything's good. But the Rolling Stones gave me gallstones. So there's that. Let's get into it, right? Shouldn't we do that? Get into some music? First of all, what is a remix? I guess it could be many things. It could be a dance remix. They could just add strings to a song that didn't have strings. It could be an extended dance mix. There's many, many things that it could be. Here's an example of my creation. I'm going to play the original song first. It's called Working for the Weekend by Loverboy. Let's listen to it. All right, now we're going to listen to something called the Extended Cowbell Mix, which I created, and this is, it just says more cowbell, because we know that everything's better with more cowbell. So let's listen to this. There you have it. How great is that? Right? An additional 7 seconds of cowbell. Very helpful. Very nice. All right, so you guys have picked your favorite remixes. Well, what am I getting a call for? Now I got to find out what this call's about.
Thank you for calling Auto Warranty Service.
All right. If I get this Auto Warranty Service thing one more time, I'm going to go crazy. Always called it didn't say scam likely, so I had to pick it up. All right, moving on. Again, these episodes are a loosey-goosey, as you know. Not editing stuff out of these. Here we go. So I'm going to kick it off right now with a guy who co-hosted via Zoom a Rick Springfield episode with me. He's very good on the microphone. Very good. Very good. And he lives in Jersey. And this gentleman is Dave Festini. So let's hear what Dave Festini has up his sleeve.
Hello, Rock Solid faithful. It's David Festini here in northern New Jersey, and I love this topic because a good remix can make or break a song. By the summer of 1988, George Michael was up to his sixth single from the album Faith. And instead of just releasing the album version of the song, they called on one of the most prolific producing teams of the 80s and 90s, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. The result is a version of the song Monkey that I believe is head and shoulders above the album version. It's got a better drum track. It's got the monkey chant. And it's got that crazy keyboard solo at the end. I remember as a kid, after hearing it, immediately calling my local record store to see if they had the single in stock. They did, I bought it, and I wore it out. As always, Pat, thanks for letting me be part of the show.
Great song, and also a great production on your intro, Dave. I jumped out of my seat when the first music drop fell in the middle of your intro. Jesus. Scaring me over here. All right. What is next? Who we got next? All right. Here we go. Here we go. I'm just going to move right along, right? What are we waiting for? Want to hear songs. That's what you tuned in for.
Hello, Pat, and to all the Rock Solid listeners tuning in around the world. This is Steve Perry from the beautiful Blue Mountains in a still lockdown Sydney. The song that I've chosen for this week's episode is from the Stone Roses. Their debut album came out in 1990, and it's one of my favourite albums of all time. And it was given the remix Interpretations in 2000. The song that I've chosen from it is Made of Stone. It's the 808 State Mix. Hope you all enjoy it. So here are the Stone Roses from the remixed Stone Roses album with Made of Stone.
That is Made of Stone by the Stone Roses. That's the 808 State Mix. I am not familiar with Stone Roses music. I am familiar, of course, with the name Stone Roses. But that's as far as it goes for me. All right? Doesn't mean I can't get into them. Music doesn't go anywhere, people. It stays here. But thank you, Steve Perry of Journey. Did not know he was from another country. Did not know he was from Sydney. Apparently still under lockdown. That's why Steve Perry hasn't toured since 86. Actually, no, I think he toured in 92. The Love of Strange Medicine. All right, next up, this guy hosted an episode about the Mud Club. And we learned a lot about the Mud Club because I didn't know anything about the Mud Club. So I learned. I learned from Troy Torreson. So he's got a wacky remix here from a song that I've never heard the original version. So it's all new to me. Probably going to be all new to you, too. Take it away, Troy.
Hey, Pat and the Rock Solid crew. This is Troy Torreson coming to you from New York City. And the song I'm recommending for remixes is a track that I remember from my club-going days in Chicago back in the 80s. And it's a song by Divine, the campy film actress from John Waters movies. And the song is called Native Love. It is a fun track. It's a very catchy dance track, and it really was part of the whole remix culture that was going on at the time, where I don't even remember what the original song sounds like. All the remixes were flying around, and it was often mixed into other songs like Blue Monday by New Order or whatever, but it was always a fun track, the PA, and I hope everybody else likes it too.
Totally see how that would be a big hit on the dance floors. That was Divine. Divine. Heavy set gentleman, cross dresses in the John Waters films, and an icon. So that's what we got for you. Thank you, Troy Torreson. Also, let me give a shout out to Troy's daughter, Emrose. That's E-M-M. R-O-S-E. She records her own music. You can find that on iTunes. You can follow her on Twitter. So, you know, if you're inclined to, check out his daughter's music, Emrose. You know, it's difficult to make it in the music business in 2021. And if we're music fans, we should be able to help out a little, right? I think so. I think we should. All right, next up is David Gutierrez. I never say his name right. I can't get the accent right. I can't do it. David Ace is what I usually refer to him as. So David Ace, let's throw down. He loves Queen. I wonder if that's going to come into play. Let's find out.
Hey, everyone. It's David Gutierrez from Los Angeles. And the song that I'm introducing is a giant stinkeroo. Queen and David Bowie created one of the greatest, greatest songs of all time in Under Pressure. But for the Queen's Greatest Hits 3, the Raw Mix was introduced, R-A-H, Raw Mix was introduced to the public. And any greatness that Under Pressure had was destroyed by this travesty. It's a hate crime of a song. Enjoy!
Stinkaroo. You said New York is dangerous, 'cause you read that where you may.
Even the blind man could see that's not so.
That is a giant turd. Wow. And that's David Ace's favorite group. and he hates that version, and I did not care for it either. He asked me if I had that version. I just said, yeah, off the top of my head. I'm like, yeah, I think so. And then I discovered that Queen's Greatest Hits, Volume 3, was not loaded into my iTunes, so I had to load that in there. And boy, I can't wait to delete it out of the entire iTunes and maybe throw that CD in the trash. Wow. Bad. But that's okay. It's fun. It's fun for comedy. The comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. So David Ace brought some comedy with that remix. All right. Let's see if we can get into some good music again. Here's a guy named Nick Robertson.
Hi, Pat and the Rock Solid community. This is Nick Robertson from Dundee in Scotland. Loving the show. My pick for the remix show is a track by one of my favourite bands called Talk Talk. I would really recommend anybody checking them out. This is Pictures of Bernadette Dance Mix. Cheers, Pat.
Dance mix. Wonder how the regular song is. I like that. This is 8 minutes long, this dance mix. I like that song. I bet I like the original. Talk Talk. Thank you so much, Nick. I enjoyed it. That's the thing we're hearing. If you hear a song for the first time and it's a dance mix, what if you only like that version? What if you listen to the regular version like, ugh, I don't like that at all. I only like this remix version. Wonder if that if it works that way. I don't know. We'll find out. All right. This guy's going to play a band that I just really got into this past year. And then they lost a member, which is very, very sad because they're a trio and the three guys have been together the whole career. Never a lineup change. So it must be rough for the remaining members. And it's rough for us as fans. But he's going to pay tribute to that guy here. So here we go.
Hello, Rock Solid people. This is Michael Mariano from Hillburn, New York, doing the remix submission. I want to thank Pat for letting us do this. It's kind of fun to be able to, you know, pick something and have it part of a show. So thanks, Pat. I guess that's, you know, one of the pluses of being a Patreon member. I recommend it to everybody. It's well worth it. The prizes, the weekly prizes, the other things he does, this, it's just so worth it. Give it a go. I don't know when this will air, but just in you know, kind of honor of Dusty from ZZ Top, I found a ZZ Top remix of Velcro Fly, so that's what's coming up. May you rock in peace.
That is definitely a remix.
Wow.
Not sure if I like that version, but I will still say rock and peace, Dusty Hill. And good job, Michael Mariano. And also thanks, Michael, for mentioning the Patreon. Anyone who's a $2 and up member, or is it everyone? I think anyone who's a dollar, $2, five, 10, whatever. Anyone can participate in these episodes. You know, we hear from the same voices a lot, but anyone out there who's listening that's a Patreon supporter, you guys can jump in on this and record an intro on your phone and send it along to me along with your song. The next Patreon episode will be, I think we called it Let's Get Horny, and you're going to send me your favorite songs that have horns, preferably have it queued up so we hear those horns, and that's going to drop a lot sooner than this one did, I promise. After the deadline that you have to submit your songs, I'm going to try to get that out the following week on a Monday. I always throw these out on a Monday. Not that they're not good enough to be a normal episode. They are, but a lot of guests. I'll give you a little rundown of some of the guests coming up after we hear this next intro from the woman who created the Rock Solid database. She's our friend from the North. Here we go.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Carrie Scott from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. To me, nothing is better than a longer version of a song I already love. I'm a big fan of extended remixes and have about 150 of them on vinyl. So, needless to say, I'm pretty excited about this All Remixes episode. My choice today is I've Been Losing You by the band A-ha. Pat, please cue it up at 3 minutes flat and let it roll. Thanks, and enjoy.
Drumming like crazy on that one. Great choice, Carrie Scott. That came from the Scoundrel Days Deluxe Edition. Probably has a bunch of B-sides and remixes on a disc number 2, I assume. Carrie's also hosted the show in person. We did an episode called Sexy Strings, and we did an episode called Home. And hopefully, she'll be in town again soon, and we'll record some more. So thank you so much, Carrie Scott. Who's going to be next? I'm swallowing hard. Did you hear me swallow? Just swallowing for no reason. I don't know. Rundown of some guests. Okay. Next week, well, tomorrow, at the time of this record, tomorrow I'm supposed to record with Lee Lochnane, one of the original horn players from Chicago. He's still in the band Chicago. He's one of the three that are still flying the flag of Chicago from the first album all the way to 2021. He's on every album. I assume never missed a show. I'm going to ask him if he ever missed a show. That's a good question, right? You can get sick and miss a show. I'm going to find out. So we got Lee Lochnane. Then next week, I'm supposed to record with Lou Graham, a Foreigner, Mike Tramp from White Lion. And by the way, Mike Tramp has so many solo albums. Go to iTunes or Bandcamp, I think, is where you can find most of his stuff. He's got like 5 or 6 albums in the last, I don't know, 8 or 10 years. And they're really good. And it's, how can I say it? He's kind of like Denmark's Bon Jovi. That might turn people off. But look, that's the kind of thing he's doing now. It's just like Bon Jovi's music doesn't sound like the heyday of Bon Jovi. These albums do not sound like White Lion, but man, I'm enjoying the hell out of these. And what else? Who else? Oh, possibly. Now, this isn't confirmed. It's not even on the books, but I've been told maybe next week I'll be talking to Steve Howe of Yes and Asia. So, fingers crossed for that. Am I prepared for any of these yet? Nope. Have I written any questions? Nope. Have I done any preparation? Nope. So, I got to get on it. I got to get on it. So, let's play another song, another remix. Here we go. Let's find out what this guy's bringing to the table. I don't even think I know this band. So, this is exciting.
Hello, Pat and the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford over in Northumberland in merry old England. For this week's episode, I'd like to nominate Brimful of Asha by Corner Shop. This song came out originally in 1997. It got to number 60 in the charts. It was pretty slow, quite a dreadful version, really. In 1998, Norman Cook of Fat Boy Slim did a remix, and the song shot up the charts, got to number one in the UK, and had a bit of success all around the world. I don't think it was a huge hit in the US, but it did make some kind of airplay. In case anyone's interested, a corner shop refers to what you probably call in the States the sort of neighbourhood store. So it's a shop on the corner of the residential streets. So there's a little fact for you as well. Thanks again for the great podcast, and bye for now.
All right. The song is called Brimful of Asha, and the band is Corner Shop. And I got to tell you, I love that. It's one of my favorite remixes so far today. Excellent choice, Ian Beresford. I hope when I get to travel to other countries again that I get to say hello to you guys in person. You know, we've had Scotland and what was it, Australia and England all represented today. And Corner Shop, yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a 7-Eleven. I think it's more of a mom and pop type store, maybe a bodega. But I guess 7-Eleven could be a corner shop also. But I think it's more of like a family owned thing. Like if you watch the show on Netflix, Kim's Convenience, it's a funny show, by the way, and it stars the guy who's going to be the lead in Shang-Chi, which comes out this week. Anyway, thank you, Ian. I love that song, Corner Shop. I'm going to check out some more of their music. All right, what do we got? I'm scrolling through. I'm seeing what else we have here. This gentleman, Michael Bagford, he did a Genesis episode with us. Me and Michael and Murray, hang on to your hats. We're going to do an all Grateful Dead episode. So feel free to not listen that week or get into it. Right, Michael? All right, let's find out what we got going from Bags.
Hey, everybody, this is M. Bags, Mike Bagford. And if you've heard the Rolling Stones singles 1971 to 2006 box set, there's a lot of great B-sides that are on there, but there's a big majority of bad remixes on there. And this one is a very 1990. This is Rockin' a Hard Place, and it's the bonus beats mix. It's like a hip-hop track with like the keyboard line that you'd hear in Temporary Secretary by Paul McCartney.
Ugh.
and you got like Mick Jagger trying to sound like Ric Flair.
Ugh.
And you got this really out of place saxophone. This is kind of pretty funny. It's even funnier when you have this piece of music to start it off with.
Hey, you! It's a seagull stinkeroo.
Oh, that's terrible. Nope. For the most part, though, that the Rolling Stones singles 1971 to 2006 box set is pretty great. This song came from disc number 28, so you can imagine how many discs are in this thing. But they're singles, so like one disc will be, you know, an A side and a B side. I mean, it'll be all on the same side because it's a CD. But and then there's some discs like this Rock and the Hard Place disc. It might have that song, and then whatever the unreleased B-side was, and then it might have seven remixes of Rock and the Hard Place. So, but it's pretty cool. And if you're, and there's a couple songs that are only available on that box set, I believe. I think there's a B-side from the Undercover album that you can only find on that box set. I can't think of what the name is off the top of my head. But anyway, I want to say nice pick, Michael, but I don't. Was it a nice pick? I mean, again, for comedy, it was. And, you know, and then Siegel gets a shout out with the Stinkeroo sting. Great sting, by the way. Great sting. Kevin Quinn created that. Don't forget it. Next up.
Hello, Rock Solid Nation. This is Jerry Ricks from Columbus, Ohio. Back in 2013, my wife and I took a road trip up to Toronto, Canada to see Kim Mitchell in concert. While driving through Canada, I heard a different version of the song American Woman come on the radio. I never heard this version before, but I really liked it. After doing some research, I found out that Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings from the band The Guess Who teamed up in 2007, calling themselves the Bachman Cummings Band, and recorded the album called Jukebox. This was an album of cover version songs from the 1960s that Bachman and Cummings listened to while growing up in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Included on this album was a new recording of their big hit, American Woman. From what I've read, they released this version as a single only to Canadian radio stations. Hopefully you guys and gals will like this as much as I do. Everyone stay safe and enjoy your summer.
Come on, boys, let's go!
Of a funky groove on that version. Very nice, Jerry Riggs. Very nice. Artwork for this episode, this Monday bonus episode, was done by a guy named David Harvey. David actually draws it out by hand and draws the logo. You've seen them before. As soon as you see it Monday, you'll know what I'm talking about. And then he scans it and sends it to me. He's pretty cool. So he's not on. He's not on Twitter. He can't find him on social media, but he must listen to the show because he emailed me, and that's how I found him. So, just a shout out to David Harvey and everyone who does artwork for us: Kyle Hildreth, and Jamie Whitlock, and Daryl Asher, and who am I missing? I'm missing someone that's been coming through for me recently. Yeah, well, I apologize, but you'll get a shout out soon. Soon, soon, soon. All right, this next guy co-hosted the MTV episode. This is 40. And I've got to hang out with him a few times now, maybe three or four times. He's a fun dude, and I can't wait till we record again. And we recorded it here at the house in person, and we had a great time. So please welcome to this episode, once again, Jeff Frank.
Gabba, hey, it is Jeff chiming in with my remix pick.
Wait, did we miss a Gabba? Let me see something.
Gabba, hey, it is Jeff chiming in.
We just had a Gabba, hey. It was normally we get a Gabba, Gabba, hey. Now we're just getting a Gabba, hey. I'm going to start it again. Gabba, Gabba.
Gabba, hey, it is Jeff chiming in with my remix pick for this month's Patreon episode, and I am going with Filters. Hey, man, nice shot. So Richard Patrick, who is by all accounts a colossal douchebag, certainly if you've seen the movie Hired Gun, you know that. He is also the brother of Robert Patrick of T3 fame. I know we've got a lot of movie buffs in the Rock Solid community. And there's so much mythology around this song, mostly about it being about Kurt Cobain's suicide, which, according to Richard, it is not. It's actually about another suicide of a Pennsylvania politician who killed himself on live TV during a press conference. So, yep, that happened. But this remix is great. It's funky. It's full of horns. It's so different than what you would think the sound would be of that mid-90s kind of industrial pop rock sound. But I say crank it and stay frosty.
Jeff Frank, did you say Robert Patrick of T3 fame? Is that what you said? T3? I think you said T3. I'm not going to listen back. Maybe I heard it wrong. Maybe I should listen back. I swear he said T3. Let me see.
It is Jeff chiming in with my remix pick for this month's Patreon episode, and I am going with Filters. Hey, man, nice shot. So Richard Patrick, who is by all accounts a colossal douchebag, certainly if you've seen the movie Hired Gun, you know that. He is also the brother of Robert Patrick of T3 fame.
All right. I don't know if you just said that to be funny or if he just made a mistake, but Robert Patrick is in T2. I don't think he is in T3, and boy, T3 is not good. Rise of the Machines or whatever bullshit that is. There's two Terminator movies, folks. The first one and the second one. And then the rest suck. All right? That's my hot take. They're just really bad. Really bad. All right. Thank you, Jeff. I did like that song. And yes, if you watch Hired Guns, Richard Patrick is a colossal, as you said, douchebag. I'm going to say asshole. Terrible. A terrible person. Watch that. You'll love to hate that guy. All right, this next gentleman, you may know him as Hob the Troll. We know him as Steve O'Dockerson. Let's find out what he has to say.
Fan favorite Steve-O here. This is a Beastie Boy.
No. No.
Fan favorite Steve-O here. This is a Beastie Boys remix. It's unofficial. They didn't release it. It was remixed by this DJ Coins. It's not DJ Coins. If you go to coinsmakeyoudance.bandcamp.com. This is from Daft Science. This is Beastie Boys songs remixed with music from Daft Punk. It's great. It's one of my favorite albums. It's streaming also on SoundCloud, looks like. But here is Alive / Intergalactic Daft Science remix by Coins. We got
All right. Who knew I would not like that? That's good. Alive / Intergalactic Daft Science remix. Now, are they allowed, like, is the artist Coins allowed to take the music of the Beastie Boys and the music of Daft Punk and remix it and release it and make money off of it? Is he allowed to do that? I don't know. He's doing it, I guess. And Steve-O's supporting it. So, I guess if you can find Steve-O's Hob the Troll CD for free, just steal it. I guess he's down with it. All right. This episode is going so quick. We are at 41 minutes right now, and we only have a few more songs left. I'll close it out with one. And before that, we've got one, two, we've only got three more. So it's a Monday bonus episode. It's to help you start your Monday. But we're going to commit it probably right around an hour. I have no nonsense to pad it out with. We just have some good remixes. Including this one, which I really, really love.
Hello, Pat. This is Brian Berkey from PA. My song is Dance Hall Days, Psych Magic Remix by the 1980s duo Wang and Chung, or Wang Chung, as some people call them. They're friends of the Rock Solid podcast dating back to when He Who Must Not Be Named was still part of the show.
That's true.
It can be found on the 2012 album Taser Up, which incidentally was the first prize I ever won for being a Rock Solid listener.
Woohoo!
This was pre-Patreon.
It was.
Thanks for the podcast.
Great song. Such a great song. When Wang Chung was on, we had John Waite on, and John Waite's people said, would you have Wang Chung on? And it was kind of one of those things like, we'll get you John Waite if you have Wang Chung on. And, you know, I wasn't really into Wang Chung. I mean, I knew the hits, but I said, yeah, because I wanted John Waite on, and we thought Wang Chung would be cool too. And they were great. They were great. How could I even hesitate to have them on? Because they were fantastic. So thank you for playing that one, Brian. Also, Brian, I lost my iTunes library, you know, a couple years ago. Taser Up is one of the things I lost. So if you want to send that back to me, not the CD, you keep that. I just mean if you want to WeTransfer me the files from Taser Up, that would be much appreciated. Because I did own it, And now I don't. Oh, boy. All right. Two more left, and then I got the play out. Hope you guys are enjoying this. This is one I had no idea existed. And, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. For this Patreon episode dealing with remixes, I have to admit I wasn't exactly sure what a remix was specifically, and I certainly did not have any favorites off the top of my head. After doing some research, there were a few extended cuts and dance mixes that I liked, but then I stumbled upon a song that almost immediately struck me as one that had to be submitted as a Seagull Stinkeroo. Van Halen is one of my favorite bands, and of course Jump is one of their signature songs that to me never gets old. Until now, that is. I was not familiar with Dutch DJ Armin van Buuren, but he's apparently a pretty big deal and is frequently cited as one of the industry's top DJs. Unfortunately, I think this 2019 remix version of Jump leaves something to be desired, although it has a fair bit of cowbell in there to liven it up. Another redeeming quality of this song is that David Lee Roth is not singing in Spanish. Pat, if you could play the Jump remix version by DJ Armin van Buuren from the beginning, we can let the listeners decide.
Okay.
Thanks again for these episodes.
It's a Seagull Stinkeroo.
I get up.
Oh, boy.
And nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around. And I know, baby, just how you feel. You got to roll with the punches and get to what's real. Can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean? Ow, might as well jump.
Just fascinating. I mean, I assume Van Halen has to sign off on that, right? I mean, you just can't remix a song and release it. I mean, I purchased that on iTunes. So in the future, guys, send the songs along. I don't mind purchasing one or two. George, it's fine. You're not in trouble. But yeah, I mean, that's on iTunes for purchase. So, I guess Van Halen makes some money off that too. And I just can't believe they would sign off on it. Like the guy says, I want to remix your song. And then he does. And he sends it to them. And then they listen to it. And they said, "Yeah, okay. All right. We're fine with it." All right. Moving on. This is the last one before I play the playout song. So remember, go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things about the show and episodes. You can also, what was the other thing? There's a new t-shirt. A Who-inspired Bullseye t-shirt created by Daryl Asher that you can purchase. Follow us on the Twitter at Rock Solid Show. And if you follow us on Twitter, I'll follow you back. And we had Carrie Scott today. I'd like more women to participate in the show. It's all dude voices. Come on. Come on, ladies. I know there's a lot of ladies on the Patreon. Maybe they're shy. There's a lot of dudes, too, that don't participate. Maybe they're shy. I don't know. But, and again, if you always participate, that's fine, too. You know, so don't think that I'm saying, hey, I'm tired of hearing you guys. Because I'm not. Because you guys always bring some cool stuff. So, this one I saved for last. Because this was my favorite one that was sent in. Because I had never heard it. And it was immediately cool to my ears. So let's get an intro, and then you're going to hear the song, and then you decide if you think it's cool, too.
Hey, Pat, this is Hector Contreras from Jefferson, Massachusetts, and my remix pick is David Bowie's Rebel Rebel, which was on the Charlie's Angels Full Throttle soundtrack, a movie I have not seen, so I can't really bash it. No, that's not true. It looks like a real piece of crap. This version of the song, it caught me off guard. The original is about 4.5 minutes, and this is a little over 3 minutes, so it's a real tight edit. I did a solid 2.5 minutes of research online, and I couldn't find a single thing. So I'm going to leave this to the Rock Solid community to dig up any dirt on this. Who worked on the remix? Was it done exclusively for the soundtrack? Who knows? But what I like about this version is it's so tonally different from the original. This one has a very slow buildup with the intro first verse. It's very quiet, but then just kicks it into high gear with the chorus. It rocks. It's awesome. So that's my pick. Love you guys. Keep it rocking. Thank you so much.
I'm already in. I'm all in 100% on this.
Got your mother in a whirl. She's not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey, baby, your hair's all right. Hey, baby, stay out tonight. You like me and you like it all. You love dancing and you look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. Put you down, you say I'm wrong. You tack a thing, you put them on.
So good. Thank you, Hector. Who knew that a gem like that would be on Charlie's Angels Full Throttle soundtrack? That's crazy. And I bet you can find that soundtrack, you know, at a used record store for like $2. And if I find it, I'm gonna buy it just to have that. All right. We're going to wrap it up. First of all, go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. Support the show. $2 tier. Follow you back on Twitter. You can win weekly prizes. Some of the prizes coming up this week, at this record, I've got 4 copies of Roger Daltrey's autobiography. Then I've got a couple of CDs from the new Brian Setzer CD. I've got the new Marshall Crenshaw CD. I'm going to have Matt Sorum books. So just a lot of stuff. You know, I've been giving away prizes weekly. And the Patreon just offsets the cost for me to mail them out and things like that. So it's good. It's good to support the show. I'm giving back. I really am. So for $5, you're in the ASAP club, which means I send the episodes to you soon after the record. Today's Wednesday, September 1st. I'm going to send this to the ASAP club later today. They're going to have it way before Monday, and it's going to be ad-free. Because Art19 now drops a couple of 1-minute ads in the middle of the podcast and then one at the end. But ASAP Club gets their episodes early and ad-free. $10 tier, you get all the stuff I just said, plus I put up a weekly video. And if you sign up to the $10 tier or raise up to the $10 tier, you have access to all that video content. So that's what I'm saying. $25 tier, you can co-host. Check out the tiers. At least go over there. $2 a month. 50 cents a week. Jesus balls and Christ. Is that a phrase? If you're listening, go support the show. I would appreciate it. And with that, the hard pitch at the end of a bonus episode. My favorite band is Cheap Trick. I think they only have one remix that I know of. It immediately popped in my head. The song is Saturday at Midnight. And I don't know if you've ever heard that song. It's on the 101 album from 1982, produced by Roy Thomas Baker. But there is a Saturday at Midnight super new dance remix, which is 6 minutes and 21 seconds long. So I'm just going to start there. I'm going to play out with that song. And see if you enjoy it. It's not a great remix. No one's dancing the Cheap Trick at the disco in 1982. But here it is. Saturday at Midnight Super New Dance Remix on Rock Solid.